Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
All right, Martin Luther King Day coming up, of course, and we're, you know, taking a pulse check now of Black America as we look at unemployment at record lows right now, and to help us kind of talk about all this and also the president's involvement in it, Walter Williams, he's an economist, he's a George Mason University professor, and he's a syndicated columnist, and he joins us now. Walter, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you.
Really good to have you. So, you know, the president tweeting this week, unemployment is at a 17-year low. I'm very proud of this. African-American unemployment reached its lowest level in history. Think of that. How do you assess it? Why are things improving for Black America in terms of employment?
Well, I think that one of the things that the President Trump has done, he's engaged in a whole lot of deregulation of our economy. And as a matter of fact, if you want to just look at the deregulation, the Brookings Institute tracks the deregulation, and there's a whole lot of it. And that does several things. It lowers the cost of business, and it also raises future expectations, and so people will hire more. And so I think that whatever helps the economy will help every American, including Black Americans.
Yeah, the president, of course, recently touting that 22 regulations have been eliminated for every one new regulation that's been added during the Trump administration, and you say that that directly helps out Black America.
Of course. I mean, anything that stimulates our economy, anything gets us going fast is going to help. It's going to help all Americans, including Black Americans. I think that one of the major things that that remains as a stumbling block for many, many Black Americans is the gross fraud that's being perpetrated by the public school system, where kids, where the average Black kid who has a high school diploma in his hand, he can read and write and compute about as well as a white seventh or eighth grader, and we need to do something about the fraudulent education that many Black kids are receiving. And you can't blame it all on schools, because I mean, there are parents involved, and then there are students who have alien and hostile minds to the education process, and we allow a lot of violence in school that we did not used to allow in school. But I think in general, I think we can say we can be very proud of ourselves. Martin Luther King's holiday is that the civil rights struggle is over and it is won. That is, at one time, Black Americans did not have the constitutional guarantees as other Americans, but now we do. Now, just because the civil rights struggle is over and won does not mean that they're not major problems, but they're not civil rights problems.
So, sir, I agree with you, but why do the Democrats, you've got Nancy Pelosi honoring Martin Luther King Jr. by protesting the GOP tax bill, why do we have a political party that acts as if Black Americans can't compete with white Americans and Asians and everybody else, and they're like this special group that needs coddling, and these poor people, they won't benefit from this tax bill? Why do we allow that to happen?
Well, I think a lot of it's helped on by white liberals and many other whites who feel guilty about what has happened. And matter of fact, on my website, it's WalterEWilliams.com, I've given all Americans of European ancestry full pardon and amnesty for both their own grievances and those of their forebears against my people. And the reason why I do that is because I want them to stop feeling guilty and stop acting like damn fools.
I didn't know you had all that power. That's great. Congratulations. That's incredible. You know, this week, one of the big conversations is about illegal immigration, and very, very seldom discussed in all of this is the impact that a bunch of low-wage immigration has on employment for low-wage Black Americans. Go ahead.
I don't think it's that important. I think that we need to look at illegal immigration for other reasons. But I think that it does, you know, unless you believe that there's a fixed number of jobs. And if there's a fixed number of jobs, illegal are taking one job, and that of necessity means that that job is not available for a black person. Then one can say something about immigration.
Well, I mean, we do have. I mean, if you look at right now, I mean, the employment numbers as we stare at them are improving, but there's a dramatic picture behind the numbers, which is there's still a lot of people who've left the market. There's underemployment going on, and there's a lot of Americans, to include black Americans, who could use those jobs. And a country like that doesn't need to be importing a bunch of illegal immigrants at the same time.
Well, no, I believe you're absolutely right. We ought to get busy about doing something about illegal immigration in our country. But the main reason is not to help black unemployment. Because there's an infinite number of jobs. That is and matter of fact, many employers are competing against the welfare system. That is, many blacks and many people in general say, well, look, why should I take a $7.50 an hour job at McDonald's when I can get unemployment compensation? I can get unemployment. I can get the welfare. I can get Medicaid. So many people are deciding to live off of one another instead of taking a job.
Right, but companies get to underpay their employees thanks to illegal immigration. Actually, this works out to their benefit.
Well, of course that happens. But
yep.
But if you want to make the case, if you want to look at problems that black people face, I think that the one of the lower priorities is illegal immigration.
All right. Interesting. All right. Thank you very much, Walter Williams. Really appreciate your preview here as we head into Martin Luther King weekend.
Okay, thank you.
Nice to have you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.